Cheryl Riley Gripper is founder and executive director of the Black Women Film Network, and she wrote the documentary I Didn't Make Him, God Did, the story of three media moms who lose their adult children to murder. And Rose, full disclosure, mm-hmm. I worked with Cheryl over at WXIA for 11 years. She's a great person. We're glad to have her.
And Public Broadcast Atlanta is not familiar to you because you've worked over here as well.
I sure have. I said when I walked into the building,
we've changed.
A lot has changed, but a lot remains the same. It still feels like home.
You know, when you talk about Black women in film, which your organization, it's not just about, you know, this is just for Black women, you know, filmmakers. It sort of is about the whole, just the industry, from screenwriters to people behind the scenes to just someone who just wants to be an extra, you know, like woman at ATM or something like that. But it really is about a movement within the industry to bring African-American women into the world of filmmaking. Is that kind of what your organization is geared towards?
You are so right. Our mission is to connect, prepare, and preserve. And so what we're doing over this 3-day weekend is connecting women, and not just African-American women, women of all colors and men, to this film industry by helping them to be able to see people who are working, real working people. And I just left the Georgia Production Partnership meeting where the person who is doing the Georgia Film Academy was there saying that what Georgia is looking to do in providing for the film incentives, which make Georgia right now the third in the mm-hmm. nation for film production, that what we need to do is to connect young people to work. And that's what we're trying to do over this 3-day weekend. But he said something else very important, that you need to see people who are working in the film industry who are not just talking about it, they're doing it. And those are the people we'll be honoring this week, and those are the people who will be participating in this Black Women Film Summit.
We just had the Oscars, and this year there was a lot of debate that, you know, there weren't enough, there weren't any, particularly a lot of representation of African-Americans, period. Ava DuVernay was, some say, snubbed as Best Director, but the film, Selma, was nominated for Best Picture. Before she directed Selma, in 2012, she won the Sundance Film Festival for Best Director. Sure, it was the first time an African-American woman had won that award in the history of the Sundance, and that's a wonderful film festival. She came here to this studio, and I spoke to her about this perception that Black films are just made for Black people, and that films about women in general just aren't heard. When they go to LA and they talk to the big executives, they don't want to hear that. This is what she said.
I think that there are just certain ideas about what's valid in film, and the interior lives of women are probably not, you know, number one on the list of films studios want to make. So, you know, we continue to make independent films. We continue to believe that people that aren't Black can find themselves in films that, you know, are portrayed by Black bodies. And so we really just invite people to kind of get outside of this cinema segregation that's happening. People that aren't Black aren't seeing Black films.
Cinema segregation. I had never heard that term before. What comes to your mind when you hear that?
Well, a phenomenal Ava DuVernay comes to mind, because when I founded the Black Women Film Network, one of the things that we said in our mission was, who will be the female Spike Lee? Well, in 2015, I'm saying, who's going to be the next Ava DuVernay? So she is one of the women that I know is out there making it happen from every aspect of the film industry. But what she does, she tells a simple story, and it is a universal story in what she does. And she is one of those who is going to continue to make history.
But even she had talked about the fact that it still was tough to beat, you know, there are the great studio productions, it's still very tough to get your screenplay when they hear that it's an African-American female role, or it's a story about a Black woman, that If it doesn't deal with, you know, the civil rights movement or, you know, something, some gritty crime, that studios aren't interested.
It is tough. And studios want to make money. So simple human stories don't make money, but there is an audience for them, so you should make them anyway.
In order to make them anyway, though, you need the facilities. I got a couple of questions on that. And one is, here in Atlanta, we're seeing, of course, Tyler Perry, his studios. Number two, you've got Pinewood, I think, working on an expansion. You've got other places where the facilities, in theory, should be there. But are you confident that, okay, they will make themselves available to some of the independent Black female directors that and production houses that you're talking about?
Well, I think that if you have a story and you've got to tell that story, that you will do it no matter what. And Ava, again, is the one person that I have seen who has done that. I don't think that you need to totally be concerned about studios, because what they're doing, they're trying to make money as well. So you've got Screen Gems, you've got Pinewood, you've got Hunger Games, these blockbuster movies. That's who they're going to focus on. But at the same time, if you have a good story and
yeah,
you put the right
material.
People and you put the right people with it, you will get the right producers like a Oprah Winfrey who will come in because of the story. So I say concentrate on telling your story and telling it well.
In here in Atlanta, the other area that, and you mentioned it, is the film tax credit and the other incentives. Mm-hmm. We heard on this broadcast a week or so ago from L.A., where they are taking Atlanta very seriously and mm-hmm. trying to make sure that through their incentives, they keep their productions from productions in L.A. instead of coming to places like Georgia. Do you think that'll make it more difficult, you know, a kind of film war, if you will? Will that make it more difficult, or is Georgia in pretty good shape to be a ground for the kind of filmmakers that you're talking about?
I think Georgia's in pretty good shape because the cost of living in Georgia is good. People are moving here every day from L.A. and from New York in order to work. You have studio facilities here. You also have the production houses. But what we are looking to do is have more of those skilled technical positions that they fly back to L.A. to do. They fly back to L.A. for post, and that's one of the things that places here in Georgia are working to remedy. And this Georgia Film Academy that is coming up is going to be an opportunity.
This is one of Governor Deal's proposals.
Yes. And this is going to be an opportunity to find those things that are leaving Georgia and keeping those things here. So, again, we're honoring Georgia Production Partnership because they are the ones that wrote the legislation and lobbied for it and keep lobbying to keep these film tax incentives here. And you can't rest on that. You have to support that on a day-to-day basis.
Sure. When you talk about, you said, look, if you have a great story and you want to tell it, mm-hmm. You have to do that. But even for Ava DuVernay, because prior to winning the Sundance Best Director and you know, no one had really heard of her, mm-hmm. so you have to get noticed. Now, winning mm-hmm. that award helps. And then mm-hmm. It's easier to go to someone like Oprah because you've been noticed. But I'm wondering, is the independent film road the best way to go right now? Because look, you're not going to get, starting out, you're not going to get this big $60 million budget. When I look at how much money it takes just to even put on like an Iron Man or something like that, you know, it's a lot of money. So when you're starting out as a filmmaker, you wish you had Oprah's phone number, but you don't. So I'm wondering, is the independent film road the best way to go here? And then you sort of network?
Well, I can look at a really good example, which is Will Packer. We're honoring him on Friday with our Black Women Film Untold Stories Luncheon. And Will Packer is someone who started with independent film route with Rainforest Films. Mm-hmm. And so they were college students out of FAMU. He and Rob Hardy and they started making these little small independent films. Well, Will is one of those persons who can almost sell ice on the North Pole. And just when you hear him talk and hear his enthusiasm, he has been able to carve himself a position now as a producer of big, high-budget films. So you do need to start somewhere, and I think independent is a good way to start so that you can get your foot in the door and get noticed and be seen. And then if you're good at selling yourself, you can move up like Will Packer.
Do you agree, though, that there is this perception in Hollywood that certain, that black movies are only going to be made for black folks?
There is that perception, but we have something that, that fights against that perception. You've got Empire, which is a TV series that is doing very well with all audiences, and it continues to increase its audience in Nielsen ratings on a weekly basis.
Cheryl Riley Gripper, pardon me, is founder and executive director of the Black Women Film Network. Thanks so much for being with us, and good luck with the Black Women Film Network Summit starting this Thursday through Saturday. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cheryl, thank you.